I also saw that everyone works and seeks to progress, only to have more than others. But this does not make sense either, because it is like wanting to catch the wind. I'm going to read you a text again, which is in Exodus chapter 4, verse 4. I also saw that everyone works and seeks to progress, just to have more than the others. But this does not make sense either, because it is like wanting to catch the wind. Have you ever tried to catch the wind? You can feel it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. And you can't catch it either. It is the same as walking in life aimlessly. It is the same as walking in life without purpose. Thomas Carlyle said the following: "The man without purpose is like a ship without a rudder, a breath, nothing, nobody." Have you ever sailed or been on a dinghy, canoe, boat? You can't let the wind guide you. Now, if you do not know where you are going, any direction is the right thing to do. But we do not know where we are going in life. Any bus will serve us that goes anywhere, because we are going to arrive somewhere. And the problem is that if we arrive somewhere, we will not be able to get upset or question God to where you arrived. Do you understand me? Because you did not know where you were going. But when you are going to sail and you know where you want to go, you cannot let any kind of wind move you. You are waiting for the wind that is going to push your boat, and you organize the rudder in such a way that you give the boat direction. So today I want to start a series about giving direction to our life. I think a series will help you a lot, and I hope you don't miss it starting today, because it will be a few days before the end of this year. My intention is to be able to take you from an advice from the Word of God and show you where you are now. Not for you to look back, because there is no need to look back. We need to focus on what is ahead. But it is important to know where you are now, because it will be the starting point to move towards what God wants for you. I want to explain something to you. You can long for something, but what God wants for you will always be ready, always be better. And that is why it all starts with God. In this series on what gives direction to our life, what is the rudder of our ship, you are going to discover some things. Yes, I want to take it for granted that in order to move forward and to live life in the right way, when I talk to you about the right way, it does not mean that it will be a rosy life, free of difficulties and anguish. No, life will continue to be life of challenges, where you will experience pain, happy moments, but you always have to understand that there is something that gives it meaning, and it is called purpose. That is why I like those words of Mr. Thomas Carlyle. The man without purpose is like a ship without a rudder. We cannot just get on a boat of life and let ourselves be carried away by any wind. And when I talk to you about any wind, I talk to you about fashions. I talk to you about what the world tells you, what people approach you to tell you, what everybody wants to tell you. You must have a definitive direction. That is very important for us to move forward. That's why Solomon wrote in this text, verse 4, chapter 4 of Exodus. It told us, and it tells us, all those who seek to progress, many times they do it just to show others that they have more. I want to ask you, What do you have? Have you ever made a stop in a hectic life that you lead? Or perhaps in the pain you are experiencing today, or perhaps in the discouragement that you are experiencing today, have you stopped and asked yourself, where are you going? What is it that directs your life? What is it that guides you? Why do you do what you do? Because we do what we do will be what we already connected. Or we put ourselves on automatic pilot and we already know what we have to do and we lose meaning to everything. This question is important because if we lack meaning, it is getting up every day and fighting because we cannot catch the wind. Something that will never happen. Living life without meaning. It is like asking for a bowl of soup and drinking it without salt. There are people who like to eat without salt, but you know that salt is what gives flavor to many foods. And when the salt loses its flavor, it becomes insipid. It is useless. When life loses meaning, everything else is over everything. That is why to start this series, I want to tell you first, everything begins with God. Outside of God, there is nothing. Everything begins with the Creator. Perhaps you will listen to this audio and you will say, but I do not believe in God. There are things in what we do not believe, but just because we do not believe, it does not mean that they do not exist or they are not true. God is the present truth. And even if you try to avoid it on the way of life, you will realize that nothing makes sense outside of Him. That's why Jesus at some point said, apart from me, you can't do nothing. And we can go to church and we can be separated from God. We can say, I believe in God and be separated from Him simply because we live our life in our way. How many times have you expressed, I want to die? How many times have you expressed, I want to throw in the towel? How many times have you expressed, I no longer want to continue living? Do you know why? Because your life is lacking meaning. And if everything starts with God, most likely your life lacks Him. Listen to me. There is nothing better in life without purpose. And if there is no purpose, but we go to the source where the purpose comes from, imagine having a fan. I don't know what you call it wherever you are, having it there on your desk and feeling a lot of heat. The fact that you have it there on the desk does not mean that it will cool you, because if you do not have it connected to the source, most likely it will never work. And you can hit it, you can throw it away, change it from the position, but it will not work unless you connect it to the source. And I hope you understand these words. How many promises have you made every December 31st that you have not kept today? It is not because you did not want to do it, but because you have not been able to fulfill them, because you lack sense. And when we lack meaning, purpose is what gives meaning to our life, and we will not be able to move to have a purpose. We will be like a ship without a rudder, with nothing to guide us, without any meaning. In this series, I want to ask you, what is guiding your life? What gives you direction? Perhaps you will name me many things, but through this time, you will realize that it is really what is guiding your life. And you have not realized everything begins with God, because He is the source of the purpose. Now, if you feel hot and you are in the office, you take the fan and connect it to the electrical source. Most likely it will serve you and refresh you. The man without God, he has no meaning. He has no life. He has nothing. Are you understanding me now? You can have a job. You can have the best job. You can have a family. But at some point, you will feel lonely times. At some point, you will feel lonely alone. And even You are surrounded by many. Loneliness does not respect cowards, because it does not depend on what is on the outside, but on the inside. It is your heart that is feeling lonely. It is your heart that is yearning to make sense, because until today, everything you have tried to experience, it has not been enough. We need to connect to the source. We need to get closer to the Father. Tell Him, Lord, I need you. Everything begins with God. Everything begins with God, and that is clear to us. We will know without Him we can't do nothing. And that every time we listen to a devotional or receive an audio, if He is not first, He is not the base, then these words will be blown away by the wind. When we understand that everything begins with Him, we begin to walk in His purpose. The word purpose means the original intention by which we were created. Then if we were created, what was the intention of having been created? They could tell you that you were born from the Big Bang, or from nothing, or that there was simply a collision between two planets, and so many theories. But we speak of purpose, we speak of intention. And let me tell you, nothingness produces nothing. There must be something beyond all this immense creation. Someone with wisdom who has programmed and has done all things. And by being connected to Him, by being with Him, He shows us what His intention was when He created us. We were created with a purpose. Yes, you are not finding meaning in life. It makes sense. What happens is that you are looking where you're not supposed to. Where will you not find it? That is why it is important to have direction and focus forward, to know where we are now, because perhaps where we are now, we are in the wrong place with the wrong people doing what is not correct. And your heart knows that it is not the right thing to do. But nevertheless, you are still there. You need to know and remember or confess where you are now. You cannot continue to ignore it, because perhaps where it is now, it will not serve you where God wants to take you. What if you can find where God designed you and for what He designed you? If not, you are going to lose your life. You are going to waste days. You are going to waste time. Then everything begins with God. Second, be aware, recognize where you are now. And third, understand that you were created with a purpose. There is an intention for which God designed you. And that is important, so that you will still discover that you still need a lot to live. And what you are living now is not a shadow. Each process has an end. Now you can understand it. Every circumstance has an end, and it's working on your faith to take you and apply you to what the Father wants and has destined for you. So do not give up today, because you are just beginning. I want to end with a poem that I read by a person named Russell Cleffer, and summarize it. Everything he says: you are who you are for a reason. You are part of a meticulous plan. You are a singular creature, beautifully designed, called by God. Man or woman, you go after searching for a reason. God does not make mistakes. You are woven into your womb. You are not an illusion. You are just what He wanted to do. Whom have as parents, He chose despite how you felt about it. According to His plan, He chose them. The teacher carries His stamp. It was not easy to face that emotion. God, I cried to see you suffer. He allowed it to from your heart, so that it is likeness you can live. You are who you are for a reason. The teacher's rod shaped you. You are who you are out of love. The truth is, there is a God. Father, I thank you for what you teach us every day. Your words produce us and infuse us with life in order to live, Lord. We do not want to continue being a ship adrift, because perhaps we do not do what we just is, because we have become accustomed to life, to suffering, and to everything that it brings. One thing is that we can be grateful, and another, Lord, is that we are willing to what you want to continue working and doing in us. That is why I pray in these moments for everyone who receives this word, so that this word can open their eyes and they can understand that if there is meaning, that they can realize that there are now, that everything begins with you, and that you have a special design. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to follow him on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Blessings.